America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Pileggi.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
I am not afraid to admit it. The one reason why I live is to listen and to participate in the Entertainment Report with Christina Stoppa.
Well, Ed.
Yes.
Did you know that there's a new Barbie or a new line of Barbie dolls coming out?
I heard something about that. Educate me.
Okay. So apparently, you know, back in the day, Barbie always was like this very skinny,
emaciated,
tall,
yeah,
blonde or brunette, very pale skin.
Yes.
You know, no figure at
all.
Whatever. Well, I guess they've finally wanted to make a change.
They've updated her?
Because now they have a tall Barbie, a petite Barbie, a curvy Barbie.
Hey, there you go.
And the original. Different skin color.
Yeah.
Bigger booty.
Wow.
On some of them.
Getting your freak
and
on.
And do you know that at least one of them has blue hair?
Blue hair.
So they are encouraging young women of today to express themselves.
With blue hair
with
and big
blue
booties.
Blue hair and big booties.
You can be curvy, have blue hair, because you know what? We're a more tolerant society.
Well, you know, they want, you know, they don't want young girls to think, hey, I need to look like Barbie.
Right.
It's okay if
I don't look
like
Barbie.
If I'm short.
If I have blue hair.
And if I have blue hair.
And if I have a booty that's just
hey,
really big.
Big booties are in.
Really?
They are.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, good.
Okay, so speaking of big booties.
Yes.
No, I'm joking. Bieber.
Ah.
Because he's like my new favorite person to talk about.
You're really obsessed.
Replaced himself.
Yeah.
On the Hot 100 Billboard charts in the number one spot.
Wow.
So he was number one with Sorry.
Yes.
And now his song Love Yourself bypassed that. So now he's number one with a new song.
Now, the one thing we need to just set straight right here. Last week you actually sang some Bieber. You're not going to do that this week.
No, definitely not happening again.
Okay.
That's a one-shot deal.
And all of a sudden, the network just let out this giant collective sigh of relief.
Hey, all right. You know what?
I liked it.
I'm trying to express myself.
It was playful.
And do something different.
It was terrific. Okay.
Whatever.
Yes.
I don't care what anyone else thinks.
Okay. Next.
Bringing it back. Staying with the music.
Yeah.
But bringing it back into something that's more me.
More you.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so Guns N' Roses, you know they're going to be at Coachella, but they've announced that they're going to be doing two shows in Vegas that are going to be considered practice shows to Coachella. Now,
that's awful.
This makes sense to me. And you know, the tickets are not cheap. Here's what would make me nervous if I had a ticket for Coachella.
Yeah.
What if they go and they perform at these two shows in Vegas and realize, oh, this is not working?
Right.
So Coachella, I'm thinking, either it could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
Either they're going to get along and it's going to be the greatest show ever in life, or they're not going to get along and it's going to be the worst show because either Axl isn't going to show up, or they're just going to hate each other on stage and it's going to be terrible.
Wow.
So if
could actually be better to watch.
So if I have a ticket to Coachella, I'm very concerned right now. And I would want to go to the first Vegas show instead.
To guarantee you're going to see them at least in some way, shape,
right,
or form.
Exactly.
Still liking each other.
Exactly.
Axl's showing up. Things are working out.
Now, it's rumored that if things go well, there could be a tour of some sort. So I'm hoping that it does go well because I would.
Because you want to go.
Because I've seen Axl, but I've never actually seen
Guns N' Roses.
The Guns N' Roses as a whole.
The whole thing as a whole.
So I would like to see that. So
Okay. Please
get along if you're listening for me.
Oh, they'll definitely now follow that instruction. Yes.
Leo DiCaprio.
Yes, he's in a lot of trouble.
I mean, give me a break here. So I guess he was seen, and there's pictures of him vaping,
at the SAG Awards.
The American Lung Association made such a big deal about this, saying that his conduct is deeply troubling. I guess in L.A., it's illegal to vape in public places like restaurants and bars and other public venues. But he was seen vaping, and the American Lung Association is really upset. I mean, listen, when vaping first came out and they were all like, oh, it's organic, it's not going to cause cancer, your lungs are fine, it's vegetable oil, whatever. Now they're saying it causes something called popcorn lung.
That's never good.
They said that it causes the same type of cancer.
Do you know who discovered that? Dr. Orville Redenbacher.
I was just about to say, people who worked in the popcorn factories
back in the day.
From the powder or whatever, from the cheesy popcorn, it was giving people popcorn lung.
Everything can kill us. Doesn't the American Lung Association realize that almost 90% of everybody in the entertainment industry smokes? Every actor smokes.
Do they?
Oh,
really?
Trust me,
why?
I've worked on films.
Why though?
They're the healthy. Oh, I'm
yeah,
I'm
organic.
Fit. I only eat organic.
I'm vegan.
I shop at Whole Foods, but I'm sucking down a pack of Luckies Literally. I'm telling you, SAG Awards, they go to commercial. They're all running outside to have a cigarette.
I don't understand
Everybody
that.
Does.
Kind of gross.
I've been around actors that smoke like chimneys. I mean, actors that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Paul Dano, big time young actor now, smokes like there's no tomorrow.
It's kind of upsetting to me.
Yes.
Because it's kind of gross.
It is.
Bret Hart just came out that he has prostate cancer.
Yes.
He made the announcement on Instagram, but he was quoted as saying he's confident that he'll beat this. Mm-hmm. He says he knows that he has a long road ahead of him, but I was very shocked to learn that he's 58 years old, because to me, he looks a little bit older than that.
Sure
but
does.
The storyline may be fake, but the actual act of what they do in the ring is not fake.
Right.
Probably like in 2010, I was friends with someone who taught at a wrestling school, and I went a couple times.
And you learned
the
moves.
And they taught me like the basics, like, you know, running the ropes and doing the flips and all that stuff. It is not easy to do that stuff.
No.
You need to have some type of physical ability to be able to do that. I could talk about wrestling for a whole segment.
Jam-packed. Wow. We'll have to have the wrestling report with Christina Staffo. Coming up soon, folks. Anywho, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you keep the Sunday night blues from spoiling your weekend?
Psychologist Harry Sobel suggests building in more fun on Monday. Meet with friends in the evening or plan a special dinner to have something to look forward to.
Human resources expert Alice Buckner says to remind yourself of why the work you do is useful. Or think about your job's advantages, like money for retirement or your kids' education.
Laura Vanderkam, author of What the Most Successful People Do on the Weekend, says, stay busy with something on Sunday evening so you don't have time to worry about tomorrow.
Don't let the thought of Monday take over your Sunday night. Enjoy your weekend to the fullest for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Hey, you all wanna...
Oh, hey, what was this?
Oh, Tara Noble from Holiday, Florida.
Hey, Tara, what are you up to?
Camping at the pasture with great friends, and we get together every year here and have a blast.
Biker Tara, poolside. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Doing the wave in the pool. We're waiting for the concert. This is Leesburg Bike Fest, baby. We're at the fountain downtown Leesburg. Yay! This is our spot. We drink our beer, put our feet in, splash, try not to get kicked out.
Malfeasance.
Cops came over, told us not to throw water. We're going to be good this year. They love bikers.
American Biker Minute.
We appreciate that. Yeah!
Woo! Your passport to the open road on two wheels.